Amen. You be seated. Get your Bibles or your pad or whatever you're reading on and turn to Exodus chapter 3. It's amazing, as my youngest son leading a song, my elder son on yesterday pulled out a scripture that was addressing what God had told me to do. And here this morning, my younger son pull out a song that wrapped around the revelation. We never talk. Not a time. It's amazing. And I believe in every church, when you get the right song leaders and you get the right people, they're going to flow instead of trying to show. And they could be in tune to the man or woman of God, and they could be praying, and they could drop it right there, the right song, do it the right length of time, everything, etc. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. In verse 11, pay close attention now. And Moses said unto God. Now, I want you to underline those next three words, because you're going to be invited into a realm this morning. And Moses said unto God, here's what Moses said unto God. Who am I? Underline that in your Bible. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, verse 12, certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou brought forth the people, see, no doubt about it, you're going to bring them. Whatever it takes, you're going to bring them. Whatever it takes this morning,
yes, sir,
you're going to get your breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
I told y'all about going to a restaurant not eating.
Yes, sir.
Whatever it takes this morning,
yes, sir,
you're going to get your breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how long it's been going on. I don't care who behind it. Walls gonna fall here this morning. Life gonna change. And you're gonna be stronger in the things of God. And you're gonna be blessed. Matter of fact, I hear the Spirit of God say, unexpected blessing is coming your way right now. Unexpected blessing. Surprise blessing is about to come up on you. Blessing gonna surprise you. I'm going to go with verse 12 again. And he said, certainly I'll be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I'm going to show you something I just saw. My first name is I Am.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
and my last name is I Am. Look at it. I Am that I Am. My first name is I Am, and my last name is I Am. I just saw that.
Yes, sir.
And God said to Moses, I am that I am. My first and last name. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Now I want to open you up before I share what we're going to deal with this morning. I want you to look back at verse 11. Verse 11, I told you, underline something there, mark it in your pad. Who am I? We got to get this clear now. Who am I? And then we get down here and in verse 14. When you came to Christ, your identity changed. You became who he is. So your first name and your last name in the spirit, I am. Can you see that? All right, now, let's look at, before I tell you what subject we're going to deal with, you know I am is in the identity of it. But then I want to look at one or two more scriptures to get us ready. Look in Revelation chapter 1. If I don't finish this morning, I'll finish tonight.
Yes, sir.
I don't finish tonight, I'll finish tomorrow night. I want to walk you slowly through this because this actually has changed my life. The revelation I'm about to share with you. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am Alpha as the A and Omega, that's the Z.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
When I get through, all things are over.
Yes, sir.
I work from A to Z. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. Look what he said the last of it, the Almighty. In other words, nobody, no wind, no storm, no situation after this camp meeting will be able to stop you. You're going to be walking fully in the supernatural. Don't you sit here, stand here, and believe I'm not talking to you. Because you don't know 95 scriptures. I'm not talking about no 95 scriptures. I'm talking about what you are in him. I want you to look at a few more scriptures before we sit down. Revelation 21 and 6. We have no argument. When the scripture gets through, we have no argument. Revelation 21, 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. All you got to do is be thirsty here this morning. And then notice, oh my, the seventh, he that overcometh shall inherit all things.
Yeah.
I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Talking to you?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take you a little further. I want you to see it again. Revelation 22:13.
Yeah.
See it again.
Yes.
I was sitting in my glory rocker this morning. He told me, he said, I want you to see. I said this a good many times because I want them to understand what I'm about to do.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Revelation 22:13. I'm Alpha and Omega. How many times are you going to say this? The beginning and the end. The first and the last. Hallelujah is right. Now I'm trying to keep from praying in tongue. The Spirit of God is so strong. My goodness. Now, I want you to see something scripture-wise. We've got to keep working with the scripture. Now, I want to turn to a so-called familiar scripture, but it will not be familiar this morning. So I need to tell you where we're going, so when you read this scripture, you'll be aware of what God is aiming to show you this morning. Sit down and write this down. Gripping, you know, grip like grip.
Yes, sir.
Gripping your I am supernatural identity properly. Gripping your I am supernatural identity properly.
Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
See, because once you grip it properly from the beginning to the ending,
uh-huh,
you're in victory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So all the little things that come in between while you're on your way to the blessing doesn't matter. The same Alpha and an Omega identity,
yeah,
that is in God,
yes,
has been placed in you. So there will be no more traps in your life. No more time, no more feeling where you can't go no further. And from this morning forward, nothing will be able to tell you you don't have the victory. Don't care how it looks. Don't care how you feel. Don't care who against you. You always know. Everything that does not speak victory in your life from this morning forward is only a temporary scenario. So your life is designed for total victory. God have designed you for total victory, not only for yourself. Anybody get around you? Anybody ask you for help? Anybody come tell you their problem? You will know. You will be anointed. You will have the revelation. You will have the insight. You will have the ability. You will have the strength to call things that be not as though they were, and they must show up. So don't you, come on, don't you come standing up here thinking you're in a regular service. Because this morning you taking on your, more coming, all right, I'll receive it. This morning you taking on your I am supernatural identity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
We can't cross this bridge if we don't want to walk across it. I am. Supernatural. Now, just think about any problem, anything show up. Because you read, I am Alpha and I'm Omega, right? I'm the beginning and the ending. I'm the first and the last. So that means I got the first word to say and I got the last word to say.
Yes, sir.
So anybody saying something in between what I say, it's not going to last. If it's not in agreement with my life and with my power and with my glory, it can't stop me because I'm on the way to the end of what I said in the beginning. If God say I'm healed, sickness can jump all up in there. I'm on my way to the end. Because I am is my first name. And I am is my last name. I'm wearing I am supernatural identity. And the reason I got to wear supernatural is because there's some things need to be dealt with that science can't handle. Computers can't handle. That's something got to be dealt with. Now, I say it only to read the next scripture because the next scripture is known probably by everyone here or the writing of it. But I want you to get that I am concept. Moses says, who am I? See, unless you understand what I'm saying this morning, you're going to be in that category with Moses. Something showed up that you think you can't handle. And you ask yourself, who am I? But you got to take on your new identity.
I am.
Because he lives on the inside of me. You see? So you this morning, you on the other side of every attack.
Yes, sir.
Now, turn to Galatians 2:20. And look at the first two words.
I am.
And then grow up in the rest of the verse. Grow up. Grow. Now, let me say it right, because you can't, by my darling, you grow up in the rest of the verse. Don't just read I am. Grow up.
Yeah.
I'm crucified with Christ. Grow up. Nevertheless, I live. Quickly. Let's grow up. Quick, let's jump that part. Yet not I.
Yet not I.
But.
Christ.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes.
In your sonship, Jesus as a man, physical.
Yes, sir.
Lives just like God.
Yes.
In his I am-ness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When he was on earth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Same Holy Ghost you got. Same Father.
Same
identity.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See, to live this I am supernatural identity, you have to constantly die. I'm crucified with Christ.
Crucified.
Nevertheless, I live. Still you, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me in the life that I now live.
Yes.
I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So your I am supernatural identity will be imparted to you today. And the next time that come up, you're going to stand up super. Because whether you know it or not, that's an impartation going on now. That's an apostolic impartation going on in this house right now. And you're about to see things different. And you're about to do things different. And you're about to expect things different. And they're all going to go, they're going to all go just like you want them to go. Who up in here? To say it, in order to you to understand it, from this morning forward, your life will be shocking. To you and to everybody around you, because you're going to be walking so deep in the Spirit that every manifestation that you need, miracles, signs, and wonders, going to be up on your mouth, your hand, whatever you do. Receive it. Hallelujah. Receive it. You came here, you thought you was weak, but your weak days are over. You have to pray no 9 hours to get power. The power already in you. You can say hallelujah and activate power. Glory to God, you can activate power. Whatever you need to change this morning, you never heard of these. Supernatural angels had been released to assist you from this moment forward. You're leaving here with, I don't know how many, with supernatural angels following you. Get all your affairs straight. Yeah. Are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heir of salvation? Are you a heir of salvation? I have to read one more scripture, and then I'll start giving you principles to set up your life for this lifestyle. Somebody here not convinced. I need to read this other scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1. So I want you to get fully convinced here before I start giving you these principles. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I said, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe the Holy Ghost want to do something up in here tonight.
Yeah.
I believe you're going to let him do it.
Yeah.
I believe somebody getting healed right now.
Yeah.
Woo, my goodness. I believe somebody getting a new organ right now. Woo, my goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Any moment. Tell somebody next to you, any moment. I believe somebody's life. Life is being extended right now.
Glory to God. Yes.
If you got it and you know it, shout. It don't take God no hour or 2 hours to do nothing. He up in here now. Glory to God. I tell you what, I'd preach myself happy. I'm flat-footed, preach myself happy. Because I know I am that I am. Because I'm connected to I am that I am. I am live on the inside of me. Whatever God is, that's what I am. Whatever Jesus is, that's what I am. Whatever the Holy Ghost is, that's who I am. Whatever the kingdom of God is, that's who I am. I'm not just flesh. I'm spirit, soul, and body. I'm supernatural. Miracle, sign, and wonders are mine. Now. Receive your season. Now you're not convinced. I'm supernatural. Now tell 3-4 people that you are. I'm supernatural. I am supernatural. I don't care what religion say. I don't care what tradition say. I don't care what denomination say. It's what the Holy Ghost say. The Holy Ghost said, the sons and daughters of God, you are supernatural. You can work miracles, signs, and wonders. They're on you. They're in you. They're around you. They're for you. A supernatural nature. You have 2 Peter? You have a super, the Father gave you a supernatural nature. Now let me help people. If you made a mistake, so what? She get up. Get up and stop crying about that for 15 years. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Get up, put your blood suit back on. And shout and put. As long as he can condemn you, you're not going to have no confidence. That's why 1 John, what is 1:9? That if thou confess thy sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You will not be condemned in this meeting. You will become convicted. You will build confidence. Anybody sick in here, anybody dealing with finances, anybody dealing with family problems, I want you to say, I'm out. I want you to say, I'm out, then I want you to shout. Listen to me. Did I hear you say, I'm out of debt?
I'm out of debt.
What? Shout for it. I told the Lord this morning, I was spending time with the Lord. If I just read the scriptures this morning, I'll be satisfied. They're powerful. Now look in 2 Peter now. Because I am supernatural.
I am supernatural.
Gripping your I am supernatural identity properly.
Yes, sir.
It's not just a statement.
Glory.
Anytime you're dealing with something from now on, you stop and say, I am supernatural.
I am supernatural.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Now I'm hearing this. Oh, Mom, I might lose y'all. No blessing will be locked down from you no more. Every blessing you desire, every blessing come up, and you desire that blessing, it will not be locked down anymore. All blessings are loose on your life right now because you're supernaturally designed to be blessed. Think you heard that? You're supernaturally designed to be blessed. Did you hear that? I'm supernaturally designed to be blessed. Now let's read through this right quick. Peter, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. I mean the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle. Pioneer. Pace setter. Pathfinder. Of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now look what Peter did. I see you, Lord. Look what he did. He put the people in the same category with him. I'm an apostle, but we all have received it. Denomination have had it. It's all up here. It's time for it to be down here. All of us powerful. All of us anointed. All of us sent by God. You don't need to be calling 19 people when you're dealing with something. Deal with it yourself. And anybody, and sometimes in business, the people don't need to know your business. They don't need to know what you're going through. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, but look at verse 3 now. According as his divine power. What kind of power? Has given unto us all things. Given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I can live right and I can live on top. Through the knowledge of him who have called us to glory. He have called us to all that he is. All that he has. And all that he can do. And virtue. Verse 4 is singing a heavenly song to you and I this morning. Look at verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That by these you can become just like me. Just like Jesus. You see it? That by these you might be partakers of, oh my, underline that, divine nature. Now divine nature and supernatural can be exchanged.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Have an escape. Have an escape. So everything that is working opposite against your life, you already have escape. The Holy Spirit told me to say something. I'm going to say it. It's going to cause an eruption in you. Nobody leaving you with no baggage today. All baggage are over. The Holy Ghost is wiping out all sickness, all disease, all misunderstanding. You are not leaving here with no baggage. You're not leaving here with no stress, no worry, no fear. God got it covered. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Everything you need, may the Lord let you have it right now. Glory to God. Nobody leave here with no baggage. No baggage.
I receive something.
No baggage. Now sit down. Let me give you these principles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you feel any love up in here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I feel the love of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. Don't you? Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll never be the same again. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody get out of my way. I won't shout. Now, I want you to take good notes now. Sit down and take good notes. When this identity crisis is properly cleared up in the body of Christ, this identity crisis, you supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural.
We will begin to experience, listen, kingdom takeover.
Yes, sir.
In our lives like never before.
Yes, sir.
Once you get this cleared up, that's why God sent you here. He wants you to start taking over everything. And the glory of God will fill the earth. Everywhere you go, people are going to experience the glory of God. These are the words came to me. I must train you to wear your supernatural identity at all times. Releasing the image of God everywhere you go. I'm going over there because I want you to hear this. Listen. I must train you to wear the supernatural identity at all times. Releasing the image of God everywhere you go.
Yes.
Listen very carefully. You have grace, glory, and goodness, and greatness in your identity.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I said you have grace, glory, goodness, and greatness in your I am supernatural identity.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. I'll give you a statement. I am created in his image. Do you believe his image is supernatural? Huh? Do you believe anybody can stop him? Why did he stop in you then? That's over. Hold fast to that. I'm created in his image. I'm supernatural. I can get a miracle,
I get a
sign, a wonder. Watch this now. Immediately, straightway, or suddenly. I don't have to wait on everything. Matter of fact, I'm hearing these words. I'm walking around wearing a now anointing. I never heard that anointing before. You ever heard that? A N-O-W anointing. I'm wearing a N-O-W anointing. Oh, y'all didn't get it. Right, right? See, most Christians wearing a weight anointing. W-A-I-T. But today, your condition have changed. You walking out there with a now anointing. It's mine now. Already paid for. What kind of anointing you wearing? A now anointing.
Now.
I receive your check. I receive. I receive it. $500. Yes, ma'am. I receive it. I receive. What kind of anointing you wearing? Don't be playing with me now. You see the Spirit of God trying to get something on you. See, I've been wearing a now anointing for many years. I mean, I think about it happen. I ain't no different than you. You got the same daddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got the same Savior.
Yes, sir.
You got the same Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Keep listening. I'm created in his image. Genesis 1:27. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Wait, male and female. He didn't say male and male. Or he didn't say female and female. Did he?
No,
he said male and female. Don't y'all forget that. Created he them. I go to the next verse, 28 verse. I want you to see it. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and if he had said male and male, we got to take this voice out of the Bible. Because a male and a male can't produce nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all going to let me preach up in there?
Yes, sir.
A female and a female can't produce nothing.
Yes, sir.
So why are y'all worried about this little crap they're trying to put on us? Just walk all over it. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, the power of the enemy. And we're taking our rainbow back. That's covenant color. That's covenant color. Y'all won't let me preach up in here. Hallelujah. We're still in charge. Ain't no sisters in charge. We in charge. We God's children. We following his word. Male and female. Listen, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to make a statement you want to write down. You are carrying a presence that rules everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. You are carrying a presence that rules everything. Turn to Exodus 33 again, 13 and 17 again. That's the 33, 17, 13. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if they're junior, but I'm preaching myself happy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love to talk about my Father. I love to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. I love to talk about the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I love to talk about the Word of God.
Yes.
I love to talk about the grace of God.
Yes,
I love to hear God tell me, don't worry about a thing.
No,
I got you covered.
Yes, sir.
I love to talk about the blood of Jesus,
yes,
who washed all my sins away.
Yes.
I love to talk about a cross. I love to talk about a man they put in the grave and they thought they had him locked down, but on the third day, he got up and declared, all power is in my hand. I love to talk about him. He's still alive today. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. If he blessed Paul, he's going to bless Leroy. Now, you want me to say this again? I'm going to say it. Whatever you were dealing with that was ill will is over. Now hold on to that. I want you to hold on to that. I don't care if it's something in your body. I don't care if it's something in your finances, something in your family, something in your children, something in your grandchildren. I don't care what it is. Just hold on to that. Whatever load you was carrying, unpack it. Go back to the hotel and run to the wall.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad I came. Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you getting blessed?
Yeah.
You know what we're dealing with now? Gripping your I am supernatural identity properly. Supernatural means that nothing can stop me. It means no limit.
No limit.
It means having the ability, my sister, to call things that be not as though they were, for they are.
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize the creative abilities of your words? Let me say it again. You carry a presence that rules everything. As long as you're in line, as long as you line up with God's word, I mean, he'll do anything for you. You understand? You carry a presence. Don't let Satan lie to you. You winning when the score's 15 to nothing. Yeah. And 15 on the other end. The Lord is saying, let me help you. Let me help you. You know what scripture we started off with, right? On the I am scripture. Huh? I feel a presence in you now. Oh my goodness. It's like somebody receiving. You know, you must get by the just the believing side. You believe so long, then it's time to receive. So much in the body of Christ, we talk, believe, believe, believe. I'm telling you this morning, receive, receive, receive. You've been believing long enough. You've been walking with God 30 years. You've been believing. You ought to have it by now. So right now it's yours. Whatever you've been believing for. Y'all didn't hear that. That's apostolic talk.
Yes, sir.
Give somebody a high five and tell them I got a fresh anointing right here now. Woo! Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I got a fresh anointing here now. Ooh, good God Almighty. My prayer life has changed. My praise have changed. My worship have changed. My marriage have changed. My family have changed. My children have changed. My ministry have changed. I got a fresh anointing up here. My manhood have changed. My womanhood have changed. Tell somebody I'm solid. Tell them I'm solid. Tell them, if you want to stand beside somebody weak, get off around me. Get off my road. Get off my road right now. Get out of here. I feel the glory of God in here. I feel the power to change everything. Change everybody. Change every ministry. Change everything. Glory to God. I don't know if you ever been in a strong anointing. You act different when you get in a strong anointing. When all of them, you get hit with all that power, you got to act different. You can't be all prissy and good looking. You got to let it go. God darn it. God about to do something up in here. My life's changing right now. I'm happy. I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm wise. Nothing can hold me down. Nobody can hold me down. Lord, you want me to say that? Lord, you want me to say this? You really want me to say I'll say it? The color of my skin don't mean nothing. Y'all got to get out that old slave thinking. Your color, your skin don't mean nothing. What? And I ain't just talking about black, I'm talking about white, Japanese. Yep, yep, yep. Your color, your skin don't mean nothing. It's who he is. Carrying a present, say it. I'm carrying a present that rules everything. What? That's powerful, man. What? You are carrying a presence that rules everything. Put Exodus back up. Exodus 33:13. Put it back up there. Because I'm going to take it to the 17th verse. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Go to the next verse, 14th verse. Yes. Yes. You see it? Look at that verse, man. You can see, you. How you look at that verse and stay still? And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. I don't care what the hell going on. I'll give you rest. Hell can't disturb you no more. From now on, you wearing this. And he said, my presence, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. How can you be restless when God's around? And Lord, I'm with you.
Yes, sir.
So any disturbing factor that walked through these doors this morning, I want you to enter into rest right now. Is anything too hard for God to handle? Go to the next verse. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, I won't go. Carry us not up here. Don't carry me. If your presence not going, I don't want to go there. Get the next voice. Come on, I got to hurry. Get the next voice. For when should it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and the people, for all the people that are upon the face of the earth. What verse that is? 16. 16? Yes, sir. I need to go to 17. And the Lord said to Moses, what's your name? What's your name? The Lord is saying to you right now. Look what he's saying to you. Look at what, look what he's saying to you. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing. Also that thou hast spoken. What? For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. In other words, God said, I'm going to do what you spoke. You believe me? You trust me? You think I can do it? Whatever you say, I'm going to do it. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. C. See, I'll probably try to close with this one. Turn to Exodus 33:18. Now you must practice stepping in the glory on purpose. Now you must practice stepping into the glory, all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do on purpose. But in order to do that, I need to show you this. Because they have been real faithful to my life for many years. Help me, Holy Ghost. It's 1 Chronicle 29 first. 1 Chronicle 29. See, because how much God is. I mean, God talking all this talk. Who is he?
Yes, sir.
How much authority do he really have? I mean, what? So, all of them, but I want you to see him. I want you to see when he said, when the Lord said, I'm with you. What is 1 Chronicles 29? That's the right, I think that's the right one, huh? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I don't believe we're going to make it. Yeah, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Look at the 10th verse. David prays. Praise to God. I dare you, when you're dealing with something, do the same thing. I dare you read this scripture in right in the face of what you're dealing with and start praising God. When you get the revelation, you can't contain yourself. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. You with me, right? And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Then he says this. He give us God credentials. He give us, see, because when you get God credentials, you get glory credentials too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Come on,
Apostle. Thine, O Lord.
Great.
He didn't say great. Is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. What more you want for your shout? And the majesty. Now I'm not reading no more till you shout. Listen, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. And whatever you have is mine. So if everything belongs to him, everything belongs to me. There's nothing I can't have. Nowhere I can't go. Nothing I can't do. Y'all got to get out of these denominations and get in dominion.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to get out of these organizations and get in the living organism. Tell two people I'm out. Today. Right now. I want to finish reading, but I hear the Lord say, you better get your dance on right now. You better get your victory dance, your victory. Get your victory dance on right now. Get your victory dance. Get your victory dance on right now. Spread on and dance. Dance, dance, dance. Get your victory dance on. Nobody else can dance for you. You got to dance for yourself. You got to dance for yourself. Get your victory dance on right now. Whatever been vexing you is over. You got the victory now. You got the blessing now. You got the glory now. You got the grace now. You got the goodness of God now. You got the victory. Get your dance on. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about a thing. God got you covered. I said, God got you covered. Jesus got you covered. The Holy Ghost got you covered. The Word of God got you covered. I got you covered. These men of God got you covered. This woman of God got you covered. You covered today. You gonna dance like the glory of God's on you. This is a glory moment. This is a glory moment. This is a glory moment. I'm tired of all this mess. I'm tired of all this shortcomings. I got my glory on. I got my praise on. I got my worship on. He's Almighty God. I will praise Him because I got to praise Him by myself. I will praise Him because He's done so much for me. I got to praise Him right now. Praise Him on a Monday morning. Praise Him on a Tuesday morning. Now, you're not going to praise Him, get off around me. You're just going to stand up here, get off my roof. Go find you another roof. This is a praise roof. I got to praise Him. I know who I am. I know who He is. I'm supernatural. I got miracles, signs, and wonders on my life. Ooh, I got to praise Him. I got to praise Him. I got to praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your praise on right now. Praise your way out. Praise your way in. Praise Him because you're a good God. Praise Him because He's been good to you. Praise Him right now. Give Him the praise. Give Him the glory. He's a good God. He's a good God. I'm supernatural. I got power. I got glory. I got miracles. Somebody better run up in here. Run. Somebody better run. Run with your victory. Run with your victory. Run and let him know you got it. Run with your victory. That's all right. Take care of each other. Run with your victory. Run with your victory. Run with your victory. Somebody better run up in here. Run with your victory. Run with your victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Run with your victory. Run, you got it. Run, you got it. Run, you got your healing. You got your blessing. You got your debt cancellation. Run, run, run with it. Run with it. Run with it. Let the world know. I got it. I got it. I got it. Run with it. Run with it. Run with it. Hallelujah! to God.
Glory.
Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Now tell four people I got it. That's all right. Go ahead on praising. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Praise him. Give him the glory.
Thank you.